Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Prep Life Podcast. This is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Enger, today with my fabulous co-host.
Hey, guys. This is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro.
So today we're going to be talking about amino acids. Why do we bring this topic up? Because you asked for it. We had some listeners that were confused about the differences between EAAs and BCAAs. So for those of you that may not know what an EAA is, it's an essential amino acid. And the BCAAs are branched chain amino acids. So as an adult with humans, we can make 13 of the amino acids that flow through our body. That means that 9 of those amino acids that we need in order to, allow protein sources to be the building blocks of muscle and gains and things like that. There are 9 that have to be ingested. They typically come from they typically come from an animal source. That's the best and most complete way of consuming those. And you can get those through food, through protein shakes, through amino acid supplements. And then a less complete profile would be through plants and getting those. So why don't you start kind of, Chris, if you can share with our listeners sort of the hierarchy when it comes to branched chain amino acids, EAAs, and whole food options.
Sure. So amino acids are the smallest component that make up an actual protein molecule. So if you break it down, they break down into these amino acids, which have different names. And if you're looking at getting the most full protein spectrum, you're going to look at whole food sources. So like Amy said, when you're looking at animal proteins, that's your easiest way to make sure that you're getting all your amino acids, specifically the ones that your body cannot create and the ones that you have to ingest yourself. And then, so that's the best option. Second best is looking at a protein supplement that should include all of those essential amino acids too, like a good protein powder, something that's going to supplement the amino acid sources that you would additionally get from a whole food source. Then after that, EAAs, which are like the hot new thing in the fitness industry right now, they are formulated to have all of the essential amino acids, which is what that stands for. So that would be your third best choice. And then lastly, branched chain amino acids, they contain 3 of the total amount of amino acids there are out there. So they're specifically containing leucine, isoleucine, and valine. So that would be your fourth choice of getting amino acids into your system and being able to utilize them for all your body processes.
Yeah. And so, you know, me and my dorky analogies, if you've listened to,
oh my gosh, they're amazing. Get ready.
So we gave the example of Wreck-It Ralph being muscle protein synthesis in a previous podcast. And then, Fix-It Felix was muscle protein synthesis, and then Wreck-It Ralph was protein degradation or catabolism of the muscle. So when we're talking about amino acids, you know, they're in charge of muscle growth, repair, your digestion, they control metabolism. And when you talk about those 3 amino acids that Chris just mentioned, the branched chains, those are the most important for energy production and just kickstarting muscle protein synthesis. So in past analogies, I used leucine as like the coffee for Fix-It Felix. But if we think about our body like a car, the branched chain amino acids, just think of those as like jumper cables. Okay, they can kickstart it, but if you don't have an engine, you're not going to run. So the EAAs are like the engine. They're the car engine. So you put the jumper cables on and you get that boom, ignition, that kickstart to get the engine running. So there's different scenarios. We did mention the hierarchy, but it's just, it's context dependent as always. So I just want to give you an example of just a recent experience that I had last week, so that you can kind of apply when you want to utilize these, because we are elite eaters, right? We are living the prep life. So we are not like general population. General population, they are going to get by with what they have through their Whole Foods, just eating their foods, but they're not concerned exactly, maybe, about the muscle gains that are required for a bikini competition. So we're getting into the nitty gritty. We're getting into that next level. So, you know, if you're looking at it like a pyramid, you know, your baseline are your Whole Foods, then you have your supplements for proteins. And, you know, branch chains may be at the tip of that pyramid. They may be a little small piece, but don't we want just that extra edge? I mean, I know I do. So if you think about it, like you're trying to build a wall, okay? So let's say that the EAAs, those 9 essential amino acids that you cannot make in your body, you have to ingest them. That's why they are essential. Those are like the brick in the mortar or the tools. And then your branch chain amino acids, those are like the workers. So you can, you know, give a lot of leucine, which is that coffee, to those workers. But if you don't give them any materials to lay, you're just going to have a bunch of hyperactive bricklayers, right? So that's branch chain amino acids by themselves, essentially. Now, we will get into some other reasons why branch chain amino acids can be very beneficial. So that's, you know, we'll go down that rabbit hole in a second. But just to make this point clear, if you are doing, like I did last week, I was on vacation. We went on a road trip and I knew that we were spending time with family, that, you know, that time when we were awake, I wanted to make sure I maximized my time with my family. So I knew that I was not going to do my normal routine where I wake up, I have my breakfast, I, you know, get some egg whites on my stomach and some carbohydrates with my oatmeal, and then I have that whole food with the complete proteins from my egg whites to work out. And I know that muscle protein synthesis is going to work because I have all 9 essential amino acids on my stomach. The workers are ready to go. And so are the bricks and all of the materials. But last week I had to do it really early. So I wasn't going to wake up anybody in the house and cook some food, but I could throw in my EAAs from First Form into a shaker cup. And I sipped on those and I, you know, was able to get a good workout, but I knew that at least I was on, you know, that tier 3 option so that I had the bricks available, that my body was not going to break down my muscle tissue. So Wreck-It Ralph wasn't going to come into play because that is your most readily available fuel source is your muscles. You know, they have glycogen in them. And so your body is going to eat away at your muscle tissue for energy if it doesn't have those essentials. Kind of went on a tangent with my little analogies, but
it makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense that you broke a fast with EAAs. Also, because like you said, being an elite eater, it saved you calories as well, too, so that once your family did wake up, you could have breakfast with them. Versus like if you were to have a protein shake, now you have to subtract the protein and the calories from your total calories. So yeah, it makes total sense. And I can actually relate as far as just balancing out my blood sugar since I'm hypoglycemic. I have noticed on different occasions that if I am dieting pretty strictly and I'm going in between meals and I feel like my blood sugar may be like dipping a little bit. In previous situations, I would drink BCAAs and I did feel like that helped kind of like stabilize that body process. Also, I mean, because BCAAs are sweet, they also kind of like help curb a craving as well too. So it kind of like hit a couple notes that I was looking for in that type of situation. But based off of the research and stuff that we're talking about, I believe that EAAs would probably be a better option because they have the full spectrum of amino acids that you're talking about.
Yeah. So as we had mentioned before, it is very context dependent. So in another setting, I may want to use, if I know that I'm going to be working out for longer than an hour, I'm going to definitely want to sip branched chain amino acids throughout the workout. I think I've mentioned this before, just very briefly, and maybe that's what stimulated the conversation. I don't know. But if you think about a bathtub and you unplug the drain and you just turn on the water, that's basically what's happening during your workout. If you were to talk about like essential amino acids, you know, you're constantly having to replenish. Otherwise, you are going to get into that balance of protein degradation where there's the breakdown. Mm-hmm. So if you're constantly sipping on branched chain amino acids during a longer, more intense workout, you're going to be more likely to be able to shield your muscles. Think of it as a shield too. I know,
yeah.
Queen of the analogies. but it basically puts armor on your muscles so that they don't get utilized as an energy source. Maybe either fat,
correct,
or, you know, food that you've consumed if you're not working out on an empty stomach. Some other things that I've noticed for myself too with branched chain amino acids is, and I talked about this in our muscle protein synthesis podcast, there's a lot of research that shows, and I just know anecdotally and from my client feedback, that when you train with BCAAs, you have a higher, you're basically recovering so much better, especially with leucine. Leucine has been proven,
yes,
through the science that it does help with recovery. So not only are you going to get a good, energized, supercharged workout, because you're going to have your workers on some coffee and then you're going to have your bricks, hopefully as well. But you're going to get that benefit on your next workout too, because your soreness is going to be decreased and your recovery time is going to be shortened. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I can definitely attest to that too. I've talked to a lot of clients that have seen a difference when they have utilized BCAAs versus when they have not during their workouts. Repeatedly, they've talked about how their recovery time was shorter and they felt more like they felt that they could push themselves a little bit more, but also that their recovery time was quick so they could get into the next workout while they were using the BCAAs. So, and those three that are listed in the branched chain amino acids are fundamental in recovery as well. So it makes sense that they would experience that.
Yeah. So when it comes to trying to get advice on like what to have before the workout, I would recommend the EAAs, the whole food, you know, the protein, things like that. But you don't necessarily need to have the BCAAs pre-workout. So just ingest them during the workout, especially if you're the type of person that is going to be in the gym for an extended amount of time. If you have not eaten like in the last couple of hours, then, you know, you want to make sure that you probably pair that with an EAA. And then I would, another special population that I think that really would benefit from EAAs, because I mentioned briefly that plant proteins are not complete proteins. So if you are a vegan or, you know, you have trouble getting in your protein amounts, maybe you're a vegetarian, I would suggest the EAAs absolutely. So even just pairing those together, having, you know, some EAAs and BCAAs during your workout, those would all really, really help so that you have those foundations.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a easy, simple way to do that.
Yeah. And so I wanted to kind of talk about, because we kind of got into a topic of debate when we were chatting about this on our group chat. You need to really look at the quality of your BCAAs and your EAAs. Make sure that the ingredients are legit and that the ratios are, you know, there's not a lot of fillers. And if clearly,
yeah,
if you have, if there's calories listed, For me, I like to eat my calories. I do not like to drink them. So I always buy EAAs and BCAAs that are zero calories. So that's something really important. You need to look to see how many carbohydrates are in there. It should say zero. And if there's calories in there, then most likely you're going to have some maltodextrin. You're going to have some sugar even as an ingredient. That's just a bunch of junk that's filling that supplement. So I would highly recommend finding a good quality EAA and BCAA if you're going to go that route. Any thoughts there?
Yeah, you definitely get what you pay for. I have used BCAAs that you're exactly right. I mean, they can, because supplements are not regulated, they, you know, companies can put on there that they have specific ingredients in there, but you really want to make sure the ratios are what is going to actually help you rather than just drinking flavored water. There have been certain brands I have used just because I was trying to save money, but actually kind of the fillers, they did upset my digestive tract. Like, I could tell a difference. So I have been a little bit more picky, maybe a little bit more of a princess with choosing my supplementation. But like Amy said, if you want an edge, sometimes you kind of have to like go to that level. So definitely, yeah, being smart about your purchases, I think is a good choice too.
Yeah. And so there's another product I wanted to talk about, and it's called Anabolic Bridge. And it is an EAA, but it's in a pill form. So we know that it's better to have lemon drop and watermelon and all these different fun flavors that are zero calories. When you're a bikini girl, you sometimes need to sip on something sweet, and, you know, blue raspberry or apple juice, BCAAs that are zero calories, it's a kind of a nice treat. But when we get closer to contests, we want to keep that waistline tight. So although even if it's a quality product, we really, those last 4 weeks, especially peak week, we want to really eliminate all artificial sweeteners so that we're keeping the core as tight as possible. So thinking along those lines, the Anabolic Bridge is a good one because it's a pill form of EAAs. And some things that you could do with that too is just that if you don't have water readily available and maybe like your food went bad or you got stuck in traffic and you didn't bring your meal with you, or you ended up at the gym longer than what you thought, if you're basically going to be skipping a meal or anything like that to protect those muscles with the EAAs, maybe you don't have water on hand or your EAA powder, but you can utilize those, the Anabolic Bridge pills. Those are an excellent choice. And then especially if you want to eliminate all artificial sweeteners, or if those do upset your stomach, the pill form is always a great way of getting your essential amino acids in without having to have any kind of additives. Thoughts on that?
Yeah. And if you're, how we talked about the hierarchy previously of like whole foods being number one and then protein powders, the Anabolic Bridge kind of like sits in there with the EAAs. So if you're looking at best case scenario options, that's kind of where you would place that. But yeah, I think it's actually a brilliant idea, especially in the sport, because we get hungry in between meals sometimes. And I think it's a good, like, almost like an emergency type of thing to have on hand in case your food spoils or you get stuck in traffic or you're out. You can just kind of like utilize it in those different scenarios.
Yeah. So whenever I'm thinking about, you know, what I recommend to clients, I take that recommendation and their trust in me very seriously. So I always want to educate my clients first, as nutrition is king. I would never do anything otherwise. So if they can, you know, get their meals and all of that, like that's a number one. These other things, remember, they're just, you know, they're supplements for a reason. They're supplementing good nutrition. And so anytime we can support our workouts to just get that extra little bit, of an edge and just like those extra gains, that's what we're, you know, we're speaking to right now. And so I know for myself and for my clients that I've always recommended these things because they are science backed, that they do work. You're going to be able to have a little bit better results, but just remember, you know, the biggest impact is obviously going to be the nutrition, So I would say, you know, BCAAs as a supplement alone, you'd be kind of wasting your money if you don't have those other foundationals. But it will help you if you are, especially if you're working out excessive amounts. And, you know, as we get closer to contest prep, we're more likely to, you know, break down the muscle tissue as we are super lean, and food is a little bit lower. So yeah, keep some of those things in mind. And I think that they'll really help you, in the long term for, you know, recovery and things like that.
Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
Coach, I have a question.
We're so live here, someone, people.
Yeah. So if someone, you know, we want our body to be in an anabolic state because we want to protect our muscle tissue, especially if we're dieting, can someone ever take too much BCAAs or EAAs, or would you recommend someone take it all throughout the day? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, this is funny because this is like totally me. I'm one of those people that I go really big. So I in the past have probably, I don't think you can overdose on BCAAs, but you know, when I'm dieting hard, like I tend to gravitate towards drinking a lot of BCAA mocktails. I think that there's, you know, the poison is in the dosage as always with anything. If any of you listen to Lacey Dunn, I interviewed her for one of the podcasts. She's a registered dietitian. What's the name of her podcast? Do you remember? It's slipping my mind right now. She's Fit and Faith on Instagram. I know that. I cannot remember. It'll come to me. Anyway, she has a podcast about, she had a question about branched chain amino acids. And basically, if you overdo it on them, you're not getting the proper ebbs and flows that spike. Your body becomes less sensitized. You know, it's less sensitive to those spikes in muscle protein synthesis that are given off by like the branched chain amino acids. So if we go back to our car jumper cables, I think you're like getting yourself less juice to your engine if you overuse them. And probably that many
start a fire.
Yeah. that many artificial sweeteners and things, even if they are zero calories, there are trace calories. You know, the FDA only requires like a certain amount. So depending on the doses, you actually are getting calories in if you have excessive amounts like I was having. And yeah, you want to keep your body sensitive to it. So use it at the right times. And I don't know if that answered the question, but.
Yeah, no, it's not necessary to constantly be drinking BCAAs. And I think you're right. They're like, this is such a like overused saying, but when the people say everything in moderation, I think you're right. Like sometimes we overdo things because we think more is better. But letting your body be sensitive to what you're implementing is a huge factor in progressing. So you explained it right. And I remembered her podcast. It's Uplift Fit Nutrition.
Yeah, I just looked it up. I was just going to say that.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah, I just looked it up. We don't have like a Jamie on our podcast here from the Jeff Rogan show. But yeah, if we did, we'd be pretty legit. So yeah, Uplift Fit Nutrition, check her out. She's an amazing wealth of knowledge. She did an interview about thyroid health on our podcast, and I was really grateful for that. So
yeah,
when it comes to the branched chain amino acids, the EAAs, I hope we've helped you kind of troubleshoot those scenarios. But I think if you learn anything, when it comes down to it, everyone's unique. You know, everybody has like special needs when it comes to their preps. So based on, you know, the context, that's kind of how you determine. So hopefully we gave you the tools so that you can make the right decisions. You know, even if you're doing like fasted cardio, I would suggest, you know, a branched chain or an EAA, especially if it's going to be longer than an hour. I know we didn't really talk about cardio, but we still need our muscles to be protected. So they're not getting broken down. And maybe in that case, it might just be easier to take the pill form of the EAA, especially if you're doing a fasted workout. I know some people like to do intermittent fasting, and so they really enjoy getting the cardio done to kind of like hold off on eating. So I would probably, I would probably go for, you know, the anabolic bridge, especially if you're running, you might not want to be sloshing around like a huge glass of EAAs with BCAAs, just my opinion. But any closing thoughts and ideas about amino acids? Our future registered dietitian?
Yes, in the future. I'm getting there. Yeah, I think the main points are that, the like you said, I really like the analogy of the BCAAs being a shield. So they're helping protect your muscle tissue breakdown, and EAAs being a full spectrum of amino acids. And so using them appropriately, based off of your goals and what you're looking for. And like you said, every person and every situation is context dependent. Yeah, I think that it was a good and there's like so much studies still being done on this topic, and I mean, a lot of things are controversial online too in the fitness industry with this topic. So I think this was a really good explanation, and hopefully will help people give just some like basic tips and foundation on how to utilize the supplements.
Yeah, and we are always interested in hearing, you know, from you about what you thought about this topic, but then also if you can let us know if there's something that we haven't discussed in our almost 100 episodes.
Oh my gosh.
Send us a line. You know, we're on Instagram at Prep Life Podcast. You can also find us on Instagram at Glam Girl Bikini. And then if you are interested in diving into a unicorn prep and being treated as a unique individual, you can apply for the team at glamgirlbikini.com and just hit that get started button. But yeah, we always appreciate feedback. So shoot us a DM, give us some ideas. We want to hear from all of you. So with that, this is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Enger, signing off with my fabulous co-hosts.
And this is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro. Thanks for listening, guys.